Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 16, Text Number 13. Brahmo Vacha Atha Tasyash Chitam Devim Rishi Kalyanam Saravatim Naswadhyamanya Dashtanam Tesham Aptmapya Atrupyata. Brahmo Vacha Atatasyosh Titam Devim Rishi Kalyanam Saravatim Saraswatim Naswadhyamanyo Dushtanam Tesham Atmapya Atrupyata. Brahmo Vacha Atha Tasyosh Titam Devim Rishi Kalyanam Saraswatim Rishi Kulyam Saraswatim Naswadhyamanyo Dashtanam Tesham Atmapya Atrupyata. Brahma, Lord Brahma, Vacha said, Atha, now, Tasya, of the Supreme Lord, Ushatim, lovely, Devim, shining, Rishikulyam, like a series of Vedic hymns, Saraswatim, speech, Na, not, Avasadhya, Aswadhya, hearing, Manyu, anger, Dashtanam, bitten, Tesham, for those sages, Atma, the mind, Api, even though, Atrupyata, satiated. Translation. Brahma continued, even though the sages had been bitten by the serpent of anger, their souls were not satiated with hearing the Lord's lovely and illuminating speech, which was like the series of hymns. Satim vyadaya shrunvanto lagvim gurvarthagahuram vighayagadagambhiram navidustashachikirshitam. The Lord's excellent speech was difficult to comprehend because of its momentous import and its most profound significance. The sages heard it with wide open ears and pondered it as well. But although hearing, they could not understand what he intended to do. Purport. It should be understood that no one can surpass the Supreme Personality of the Godhead in speaking. There is no difference between the Supreme Person and His speeches. For He stands on the absolute platform. The sages tried with a wide open ears to understand the words from the lips of the Supreme Lord. But although his speech was very concise and meaningful, the sages could not completely comprehend what he was saying. They could not even comprehend the purport of his speech or what Supreme Lord wanted to do, nor could they understand whether the Lord was angry or pleased with them. See, if you hear directly from the Lord, it's not that easy to understand. Unless and until if he wants to make it understood to you. Otherwise, look at the great personalities like Chatush Kumaras, who are known as the topmost gyanis. They were not able to understand what directly Lord has said. Even though it is concise and meaningful, but sages could not completely comprehend what he has seen, what he was saying. Then what to speak of us? And that's why it is always needed that we should take shelter of a devotee. Because they can make it understand to us. Sages were confused. They were thinking that either they have offended the Lord, or Lord is angry with them, or Lord is pleased with them. What exactly Lord wants? Like, sometimes what happens, any senior person, if you do some blunder, this is, if they get angry, they may scold at you. But sometimes in very polished way also, they will try to put you up. I know you are the great person, only you can do this. What is the indirect meaning? You are a fool. I know that. But still you are doing all these things. Like Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, he is chastising Arjuna. The first word he says that Ashochananda Shochastam Pragyavadancha Vashase Gatasuna Gatan Sucha Nanu Shochanti Pandit. You speak like a Pandit scholar. Means what? Although you are a fool, but you speak like a scholar. So Lord is angry with him here. But very politely he is saying that no, you are a Pandit. And Pandit should not think about the things which are not meant to think. The same way here, this Kumaras, they got confused. Here Lord says that he is asking for our favor. He is the supreme personality of Godhead. Like someone does a really mess, then authority may say that, okay, now you have done this blunder, now do one favor to me. At least shut your mouth. I will take care of that. It happens, no, sometimes. That shows the anger of that authority. Now I will take care of that. Whatever happens, so happens, just shut your mouth. Do that favor. So, Chatush Kumaras, they were thinking that Lord is saying in that sense or what? He is asking for our favor that let them come as early as possible to us. Means he is angry with us or he is pleased with us. And that is what here Brahmaji is saying. Even Brahmaji says that this Chatush Kumaras, they got confused actually. What it is exactly? Whether Lord is pleased with us or displeased with us. Then further, it said the four Brahmana sages were nevertheless extremely delighted to behold him, and they experienced a thrill throughout their bodies. They then spoke as follows to the Lord, who had revealed the multi-glorious of the Supreme Personality through his internal potency, Yoga Maya. The sages were almost too puzzled to speak before the Supreme Personality of a Godhead for the first time. And the hairs of their bodies stood erect due to their extreme joy. The highest opulence in the material world is called Parameshthya, the opulence of Brahma. But that material opulence of Brahma, who lives on the topmost planet within this material world, cannot compare to the opulence of the Supreme Lord, because the transcendental opulence in the spiritual world is caused by the Yoga Maya, whereas the opulence in the material world is caused by Yoga Maya, by Mahamaya. So this is what the situation of each and every living entity, or especially the devotees. When they see their Lordship face to face, they don't understand what to do now. Here it was like for the first time, these Chatushkumaras all together, they are seeing the Supreme Lord in front of them, face to face. They were confused now what to do. As Dhruva Maharaj, when he saw the Prashnigarbha is standing right in front of him, so he also forgot what to do now. Even though he was meditating on the same form of the Lord in his heart, but when he saw the same form is standing right in front of him, and Lord asked him, Dhruva, now you pray. So Dhruva Maharaj was totally confused what to do. Then he said, my Lord, I don't have words to pray you, because I don't have that much intelligence. So same way here, the sages were almost too puzzled to speak before in the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And that was for the first time. Hairs on their body this stood erect due to the extreme joy. And as explained in this verse, that the opulence of Brahma, or at the topmost material planet, that is Brahmaloka, is called as a Parameshthya. That opulence is insignificant in the front of the opulence of the Lord in the spiritual world. Why? Because whatever opulences is there in this material world, they are created or manifested by the material energy of the Lord. So the by nature material energy is temporary. Then what to speak of the opulences created by the material energy? You can't compare them with the eternal opulences which is manifested by the Yoga Maya in the spiritual world. So by seeing and try to comprehend that, these Chatushkumaras, they got totally puzzled. Because up till now, they have a knowledge only up to the Brahman. But when they saw the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Adyam Purana Purusham Navayavanam cha Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayavanam cha. When they saw such a personality of a Godhead, they were totally puzzled. What to do? How to do? And then what happened with them? Further, Brahmaji says that these great personalities, four Kumaras, they started praying to the Lord. And they say, Rushaya Ujuhu Navayam Bhagavan Vidams Tvadeva Chikirshitam Krito Me Anugrahasheti Yad Adhyakshah Prabhashase. The sages said, O Supreme Personality of a Godhead, we are unable to know what you intended for us to do. What you intend for us to do. For even though you are the Supreme Ruler of all, you speak in our favor as if we had done something good for you. the sages could understand that Supreme Personality of a Godhead, who is above everyone, was speaking as if he were in the wrong. Therefore, it was difficult for them to understand the words of the Lord. They could understand, however, that the Lord was speaking in a such a humble way just to show them His all-merciful favor. Brahmanyasya param daivam brahmana kilate prabho vipranam deva devanam bhagavan atma daivatam. O Lord, you are the supreme director of the Brahminical culture. You are considering the Brahmanas to be in the highest position is your example for teaching others. Actually, you are the supreme worshipable deity, not only for the gods, but for the Brahmanas also. So now, they are, in the real sense, understood who Lord is. Previously, they had just a conception of an impersonal feature of the Lord. But now they are saying it here. Brahmanas Brahmanya Asya Paramam Daivam. You are the supreme dictator of the Brahminical culture. Or director. Sorry, not dictator. It is director or director. Brahmana Kilate Prabhu. Brahmana Sakhilate Prabhu. And just to teach others, you are showing it actually. That just to establish a principle that everyone should respect Brahmana. Oh my Lord, you yourself showing it. It's not only in this particular incident, but whenever Lord came and performed His pastime in this material world, He always showed a great respect for the Brahmanas. As a Prabhu Ramachandra, He accepted Vasishtha Muni as His spiritual master. Can you imagine? Krishnam Vande Jagadgurum. He is the spiritual master of everyone. But when He comes to this material world, He shows it that you should accept a Brahmana like a Vasishtha Muni as a spiritual master. You should respect a Brahmana as a spiritual master. As a Lord Krishna. In Dwarka, you see, even though Sudama was His classmate, His friend in Gurukul. But when that same friend came to meet Lord in Dwarika, Lord showed him a tremendous respect. He himself washed his feet, took that water and He sprinkled it on His own head. And again took that water and He sprinkled it on the head of all His wives. And who are His wives? All the Lakshmis. Can you imagine? People in this material world, they are working so hard, performing so many austerities, vratas, to get a fraction of favor of Lakshmi. Mother Lakshmi. So that they can get opulences in this material world. And here, Lord is sprinkling the water, wash the feet of Brahmanas on their heads. That's why Munivar, these great sages, they are saying, Oh my Lord, you are considering the Brahmanas to be in the highest position is your example for teaching others. Who is Lord? See, when there was a question in the palace or in the assembly hall of Yudhishthira Maharaj before he started the Rajasuya Yajna, they're supposed to do the Agra Puja of some great personality to start with the Havan. So all the great sages who were assembled there, Asita, Devala, Vyasa, Kripa, Drona, Devashinarad, Bharatmuni, Parvatmuni, all they were there. And unanimously they accepted that the Agra Puja should be done for their Lordship Sri Krishna. Why? Because the supreme director of the Brahminical culture is Lord Himself. And He is not worshipable only for the demigods, but even Brahmanas, they worship Him. Namo Brahmanya Devaya Go Brahmanya Hitaya. He is that supreme personality who is worshipped by the Brahmanas and who takes care of cows and Brahmanas. And Lord clearly mentions that He really loves Brahmanas. In the Brahma Samhita, it is clearly stated that the supreme personality of a Godhead is the Kalabhas causes. Ishvara Parama Krishna, Sachidananda Vigraha, Anadiradir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam. This Sarvakarana Karanam means cause of all causes. There are undoubtedly many demigods. Brahmendra Rudra Marudara Kakirita Koti Sanghatitangrika Malamala Kanti Kanta Lakshmi Rasat Kuchasaroru Raja Hamsa Lakshmi Narsimha Mamadehi Karabalam. Shripad Shankaracharya says that Brahmendra Rudra Marudara Kakirita Koti, billions of demigods, they offer their crown at the feet of their Lordship. And that's why undoubtedly many demigods, the chiefs of Brahma, chiefs of whom are the Brahma and Lord Shiva. Lord Vishnu is the Lord of Brahma and Shiva, not to speak of the Brahmanas in this material world. As mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Lord is very favorable toward all activities performed according to Brahminical culture or the qualities of control of senses and mind, cleanliness, forbearance, faith in scripture and practical and theoretical knowledge. The Lord is the super soul of everyone. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the Lord is the source of all emanations. Thus, He is also the source of Brahma and Shiva. So, this is the wonderful thing that one should understand. The supremacy of the Lord. Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarva pravartate. I am the controller and everything emanates from me. And who knows this? That person can worship the Supreme Personality of a Godhead as it is. And he can get rid of the clutches of material existence. So any question, any doubt? Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. और लगा था प्रभुपाद का कीर्तन।